This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, live Sunday edition. We're here. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Toll-free numbers 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And in the last hour, we had an interesting call about police and creating an alternative. And I think that a lot of libertarians, a lot of voluntarists, a lot of anarchists, they like the idea of having choices in the area of protection, of creating something else that people can turn to rather than turn to the government police. And his idea, though, was a pretty risky one. He was talking about creating some sort of system where or a company or whatever you want to call it, a group of people that would actually arrest a criminal and then keep them in a cage.
And a police officer.
No, he was talking about going after criminals instead of the police and, like, putting them through our own sort of justice system or something like that.
Okay.
And that would be a pretty risky thing because the police would see you as a competing gang. They would not want to allow that to continue. They would see that as kidnapping, even though you would argue, well, the person did something wrong and we were just prosecuting them outside of the government system. I understand where he was coming from on that, but at this point in our development towards a free society, that's just not something that's going to work. And there are some things that could work, though, and I wanted to go through some of that. Let's go to Sean, listening in Dallas, Texas. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes.
Hey there.
Am I on the line?
You are on the radio.
Well, first off, I want to say Cell 411 is totally awesome. It's a new platform to be able to free yourself from the state. And when you actually use it, you actually get people that love you and know you. They're able to come and pick you up instead of going to pay a $15,000 ambulance bill.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've actually used Cell 411, which is, for our listeners just tuning in, a program that allows you to send out alerts to your friends, to your family members, to your neighbors, to tell them
where you are. You can send out and tell them what's going on.
Right, and then they can respond rather than calling 911, and they can actually maybe help you and get you out without shooting you to death, as the police have done in some circumstances. But, yeah, so you've used it?
Yes, the police state sucks. I'll tell you that much. And once we're done talking about Cell 411, I want to talk about your trolls.
Okay, sure. So what have you used it for? I mean, have you actually sent an alert? Have people responded, or have you just kind of tested it?
Well, me and my wife signed up on it, and then I'm getting all my neighbors signed up in my neighborhood, and we're actually using it not only for when you get pulled over, but also just to freelance communicate amongst everyone. And be able to say, like, hey, I've got eggs. Come pick them up.
Now, that's interesting. It's an interesting development of its use. I would have hesitated to use it for just sort of routine informational purposes. It always sort of seemed to be an emergency service app.
It says 411, not 911.
That's true.
No, just amongst neighbors. And we use it for everything. I mean, neighbor has a spotted beef he wants to sell. He posts it, and we get it.
Very cool. And so how many neighbors did you say are signed up with this thing?
I pretty much got almost 20 now.
Fantastic. I think it's really impressive, and it can absolutely make connections with people who otherwise are relatively disconnected. In a lot of neighborhoods, people don't know each other. And I know Virgil Vaduva, the creator of Cell 411, or one of the creators of it, sort of the guy who's the impetus behind its creation, he has created a flyer that is specifically for the outreach within one's neighborhood, that invites people in a neighborhood to, you know, join Cell411, get cell411.com, download the program, install it, and then join the local neighborhood cell groups. Again, you can have different groups, different cells, if you will, within Cell411. So you can have a group for friends, you can have a group for neighbors, you can have a group for everybody that you know, you can have a group for
lots of groups,
you know, whoever else, family members. And so you decide. And so I think that's interesting, Sean. You wanted to comment on trolls? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So my name is Doug. I make up things. I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
This is Sarah.
She provides interesting data from nowhere.
It does seem like some of the data is just grabbed out of the air.
I don't know if Sarah's a troll. I mean, to troll suggests, I think, that you are intending to mess with people. I don't think she is.
She's a welfare queen. Come on.
Yeah. How does that mean she's a troll?
Well, because she wants the state to provide her everything, and she doesn't want smokers in the same apartment complex.
Yeah.
And
she doesn't like cars. She doesn't want smokers. She wants everybody to pay for everything of hers. Yeah.
And by the way, everyone who lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is going to get run over by a car.
Sean, thanks for the call tonight. I think that's what she believes. Definition. From Wikipedia, an internet troll is a person who sows discord on the internet by starting arguments or upsetting people by posting inflammatory, extraneous, or off-topic messages in an online community with the deliberate intent of provoking readers into an emotional response. I don't feel like that's what she's doing with Free Talk Live.
I don't think she's trying to provoke people. No. I think she's trying to spread her opinions, which stink.
She's misinformed on a lot of things, and I think we've had interesting conversations with her. We have had troll callers, absolutely, but I wouldn't qualify her as one of them. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So some other suggestions. So Cell411, great way to keep calls from even going to the police in the first place. Deal with things locally. Deal with things by your friends, your family members. That's, I think, the most important step anyone anywhere can take. Now, I also talked about getting people together into one geographic area. Because obviously if your friends live closer by to you, then they can more easily respond to any kind of an emergency situation that were to actually transpire. To get more cop blockers together, more cop watchers together, more police accountability activists, more libertarians and voluntarists who can work together to actually reduce the state's involvement in our lives, to get rid of bad laws like prohibitions and things like that. That can be possible if we get enough people together. And there are thousands of libertarians who are moving to New Hampshire. Some of them moving as part of something called the Free State Project. Others moving for the Shire Society. If you want to learn more about the Shire Society, you can go to shiresociety.com. There's a Declaration of Personal Independence right there. You can sign that. It's a private thing if you want it to be private, or you can sign it publicly. It's up to you. And then start planning your move to be around more voluntarists, more libertarians, people who love liberty and who are willing to get out in the streets when something goes on with the police, when the police are cracking down on freedom. Get out there and hold them accountable. Record them on video, help assist peaceful people. There was a police checkpoint recently in the Manchester area, and I believe they just calculated the police released their numbers from how'd they do, right? The police checkpoints are for DUIs. You're supposed to be stopping DUIs from happening. Well, they apparently interdicted 300-plus people, meaning they stopped 300 cars on the night in question, the police did. Not one DUI was caught as a result of that.
Just 300 people stopped. You know, I tend to think that concentrating will probably do something to sort of change the community, the government, whatever the region is,
towards
more liberty. I think that that path is happening anyway, and things like Cell411, Bitcoin, so much of the communication that's going on the internet may have, may make it that the whole world's speeding up anyway. Do I think that concentrating on one area will give you a slight lead? I do. I think that. But I would also point out that You know, a lot of people don't want to do the, you know, they don't want to get on the ground and get their hands dirty and do all this activism that might make the world ever so slightly, you know, one.
Yeah, people are lazy. They're apathetic.
Millionth of a percent free.
They don't believe
or
you can fight City Hall, and they certainly don't believe you can go up against the police. But there are a couple of other organizations who provide alternatives to the police, like the Threat Management Center in Detroit. They're actually providing private security services to individuals and to neighborhoods. I highly recommend people look into them and what they're doing, because it's fascinating. Some of the guys from CopBlock went over there and met with the founder of the Threat Management Center. And there's also the Police Complaint Center that takes complaints about the police and does undercover investigations of the police. So we could use more of those things, too. Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
with the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us on the radio toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype usernames, lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm. So call us that way if you can. And if you're tired of governments murdering people around the world, stop using their money. We're talking about alternatives to the state, creating alternatives to the police out there. Well, one of the most important alternatives is an alternative to government money. Because, what was it, Rockefeller or Rothschild,
one of them.
Rothschild, who said something to the effect of, I'm paraphrasing, you know, he who controls the money controls everything.
Yeah, he cares not to, you know, what laws they pass, but give him control of the money, he'll control the nation.
Right. So now, for the first time in our history, at least in the history of people who are alive today, you have control over money, not the government's money, not the greenbacks. Not U.S. dollars or whatever, euros or whatever other government monies there are out there, the bolivar. You have control over Bitcoin as soon as you get some of it. Now go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about this stateless, free market, non-political currency. It can't be inflated or controlled by any government anywhere in the world. So by using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing that. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, and spread it. Go again to Bitcoin.com to learn more and get started with Bitcoin. That's Bitcoin.com. We had a great Bitcoin meetup here in Keene over the weekend. Close to 10 people showing up for it, which is a pretty good turnout for a small town full of some Bitcoiners where we can actually spend Bitcoin in real life here in Keene. Some people don't have that option in their town. You can actually go to the corner store here in Keene, buy a pack of smokes and you know, beer and a newspaper and pay for it with Bitcoin, or sit down for lunch at the local burger establishment, or go grab something from the vegetarian food truck. These are some of the ways that, that you can spend Bitcoin here in Keene, New Hampshire. And we're looking to spread that around. And this is one of the reasons why concentrating activism makes sense. You can do more when you have activists together in one place. New Hampshire, for instance, has more Bitcoin vending machines publicly available to people than any of the other states around it. So Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, all of those places. Did I leave one out? No, I hit them all. None of those, all of those
Rhode
other
Island
states.
Rhode Island doesn't touch New Hampshire.
Still, it's around in the region.
Around, okay.
So anyway, none of those other states, Connecticut also does not touch New Hampshire, but it's another one of the states where there's no Bitcoin vending machines. None whatsoever. New Hampshire has a very high concentration of Bitcoin accepting businesses compared to many other places. And that's because a bunch of Bitcoiners moved here. A bunch of liberty-minded Bitcoiners moved to New Hampshire and got active here and continue to do so. I know that Stephen, who's one of our callers from Portsmouth, he's going to be launching a Bitcoin vending machine in Portsmouth. We're going to have four of them very, very soon that will be publicly accessible. So some exciting things happening up here in the Bitcoin sphere and all over as far as the ideas of freedom go. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Sean. He's in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Sean.
Yeah, Chris Cantwell, I mean, dude, get a life. And by the way, the love of God and everything good in this world, do realize you're calling the Invisible Hand Church a fake church.
Hold on. Church. Are you talking about what Chris Cantwell has said?
Yes.
Okay, because he's not on the show.
Yeah, you're going to need to tell everybody what he has said, because at this point we're jumping in. I don't know.
He's not here, so I haven't heard the things that you're referring to, and I don't have any reason to believe Chris is listening to this particular episode of Free Talk Live. So Chris Cantwell, for those who don't know, is a, I don't know, former libertarian, if those are the right terms. I think he's still kind of libertarian on some things, but he's sort of taken more of like a conservative bent recently and has been pandering to white supremacists as well. So what is it that you're referring to here, Sean, when you're making these comments?
I'm referring to him to not berate the Church of the Invisible Hand.
And okay, that's the church created by our friend and co-host Rich Paul, who's on Monday nights here on Free Talk Live. So he's been attacking the Church of the Invisible Hand. All right.
And I would also like to reach out to him, and because he says he's a Christian, And one of the tenets of Christianity.
Chris Cantwell?
Of forgiveness.
Chris Cantwell doesn't say he's a Christian unless he's all of a sudden come to Jesus like within the last 2 days or something like that.
He's an atheist.
Pretty sure he's a hardcore atheist. Where did you hear him claim to be a Christian?
I believe when he draws you out in your tenets, the tenets of what is being spoken about when he says that when he attacks the church with his hands, like you're not a real preacher, and he seems to suppose that he understands the Christian faith.
Well, you can understand the Christian faith and not be a Christian. You could have gone, for instance, to Christian school, gone through a Christian upbringing, went to church while you were a kid, and have a very good understanding. In fact, many atheists have a better understanding of Christianity than do Christians. And I believe that's been studied. I don't know what the percentages are or whatever, but I think they found that it was more likely that an atheist would know more about Christianity than many of your sort of standard run-of-the-mill Christians. So, again, I don't believe that's true about Chris, that he is a Christian, but I could see him maybe slamming the Church of the Invisible Hand. But there are libertarians who will claim that the Church of the Invisible Hand or our church, the Shire Free Church, is not a real church. And I would like to know what that even means. A church is an idea. It is something formed by humans for the purposes of usually bringing together like-minded people to think about and worship or think about the sort of the nature of the universe, discuss these matters of existence,
spirituality
and things like that. And so, you know, I maintain that these are legitimate organizations. These are legitimate churches. Go ahead. Sean, thanks for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here.
I do get the impression that Chris Cantwell, who was a one-time host here on Free Talk Live, sort of likes Western values. He's got this sort of philosophy that he believes is exactly right, and therefore the other ones aren't quite so right. You know what I mean?
So you can join us. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And then we can talk about also where you can get a hamburger for $170. It's in Venezuela.
Yeah. I'm sure you can get a hamburger elsewhere for $170.
You may be able to, but I've never been to that place.
Yeah.
And nor do I ever expect to go there. Probably the fanciest restaurant I've ever been to was Ruth's Chris Steakhouse when you and I went there. One time at a talk radio conference.
Why did we go there?
There was, I don't know, were we meeting somebody there?
Maybe.
I feel like we had a meeting with somebody there. Just because it was there and
it's
we were
steak.
There. Yeah, just because it was there and we were there. And, you know, the entrees are $35 to $50 at a place like that. And I would say that's probably the most expensive place I've ever been to.
I've been to more expensive, but, some of the best steaks I've had have been made by my wife at home at, like, $8 a pound.
All right. The toll-free number here, 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, and this is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Skype username for you to call us is lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And you, as a free, beautiful, independent human being with inalienable rights, own yourself. You can do what you want with your own body and the product of your labor. All human interactions should be free of force and coercion, and we are free to exercise our rights, limited only by respect for the rights of others. Governments rely on force, and force is a poor substitute for persuasion. When you learn don't hit, don't steal, and don't kill, it wasn't unless you work for the government. Governments frighten us into thinking we need them, but we're moving past the status paradigm and rendering them obsolete. The Wisdom Within Freedom by Adam Kokesh will empower you to be more happy, free, and prosperous while putting you in a position to help shape our destiny. Find Freedom by Adam Kokesh in Dead Tree format on Amazon and available online for free at thefreedomline.com/freedom. As we go to the phones and to the fun, Frank is in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live, tuned to WCLO. Hey, Frank.
Hi, I hope that you don't mind me changing the subject. I'd like
No, to... it's totally fine. That's Please what we like here on Free Talk Live. Change it up.
Okay. I'm a supporter of Donald Trump. I have for many months. And I think the American people forget too soon about what people do in the past. And the Clintons, when they muster, when they left the White House in 2001, they were left with about three times as much luggage as what they came with. It's Secret Service checked it out, and here they were stealing dishes and silverware and pictures and things that dignitaries had given, pottery and different items that mementos that had been given to the United States of America. They were strictly an agent to the to receive them.
Mm-hmm. Is that true? Is that a true story?
I've heard that. Yes, I've heard this accusation.
Pardon me?
How did you verify that information?
Well, my God, it was in the news in 2001 when they were leaving the White House.
Oh, yeah, here you go. Former President Clinton and his wife Hillary have sent $28,000 worth of household goods back to Washington. Story from ABC News in 2002. Apparently,
yeah,
questions arose whether those items.
Yes.
Questions arose whether the items were intended as personal gifts or donations to the White House.
I can see how somebody might get somewhat confused if they receive an item, you know, on behalf of the United States. They might feel like they're receiving it on behalf of themselves. I can kind of see that. Here, I'd like to give this present to the President of the United States of America. Does that mean they're giving it to
That's true. Yeah. But
still, though, I mean, there's a lot worse the Clintons have done, right, to destroy freedom over the years than taking a few things from the White House. I mean, it could be an indicator of the kind of person that they are.
Yeah, if people steal, they'll lie, too, you know.
Sure, of course. All politicians lie.
They all do, you know.
Yeah. So did George Bush. Anyway. So did Barack Obama. So did, you know, fill in the blank.
But a lot of people are not talking about that thing that they did back then, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Donald Trump will bring it up, but I like to talk to people about it that I see, and they say, oh, yeah, I remember that, you know. And, well, yeah, remember that when you go on the voting booth, too, buddy, you know.
Well, personally, I couldn't bring myself to vote for somebody who wants to control my life, and both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders and whoever the hell else is running.
Take our guns away from us, you know.
She doesn't seem to be a bit like a big fan of him. I guess the NRA has endorsed Trump at this point.
Well, yeah. that's too bad, because you would think the NRA would endorse an actual, you know, pro-freedom person when it comes to guns. But the NRA really isn't a pro-freedom gun organization now, are they? They support enforcing gun laws in the United States rather than repealing them, whereas a libertarian candidate who's a truly principled libertarian, like our own Daryl W. Perry, who's running for president,
would have no laws at all. That's
exactly. Right. Let it be free as far as people defending themselves.
I have a license to have one, and that's it. Don't bother me.
No. But you shouldn't have to have a license. If you have a right to something, you shouldn't have to ask permission. If you've asked permission, you've obviated that right. You've given up the idea that it's a right in the first place. By asking permission, you are now begging for a privilege.
I think there's another reason for that, though.
For what?
If you have a license to have one, it can be traced. And some of these guns, they have serial, and a lot of them, they should all have serial numbers on them. Sometimes, you know, when there's a crime committed and they find a gun, and they can trace that gun back to a person.
A lot of those times, those guns were stolen from the people from whom they were stolen. You know, somebody has a gun stolen from them, the gun gets traced back to them.
That's true.
Then what do they do?
That's true. Yeah.
So,
but anyway,
you know, I don't think you need to have licenses, because, again, it's about that's about asking for permission. And
they don't have them in Vermont, right?
Didn't Hitler confiscate guns after licensing? So sorry about that, but we are doing a radio show, so unfortunately, you can't say the S word. But, yeah, I mean, that's what I've heard. I don't know if it's true, you know, that first comes the gun registration, then comes the gun confiscation.
How else are they going to know how to take them?
Let's go to Scott, listening in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, tuned to WTMA. Hey, Scott.
Oh, good evening. I'm calling about this 4-1, cell 411.
Yes, sir, cell 411.
Sounds pretty promising, and I missed most of the first 2 hours, so I apologize if I'm going to say something anybody already said.
Go for it.
Three applications. Many years ago, I was living in rural upstate New York, and we were burning the trash and not as attentive as we should have been, and it got a little out of control and caught the field on fire.
Whoa.
that would have, you know, we called the volunteer fire department. They came in as quick as they could, and it was, you know, no harm, no foul, you know, putting it out. But, you know, if you have an emergency like that and you're in a rural area, to really just reach out right away to a bunch of people, I think it'd be a real help.
Absolutely, it could.
Right. Yeah, there's a fire at my neighbor's house, and we were able to put it out. I'm on the volunteer fire department, and we were able to put it out before the chief rolled up in the brush truck, just because, you know, we were paying attention.
But that was through the old system of someone calls 911.
No, actually, we were there. We happened to see the smoke rising.
That's a little different.
It is, but I'm just saying that, you know, that people who are close can do something.
And this will help activate more people, because there's only so many people on the volunteer fire squad, and you have to carry around a little pager, right, Mark? You get this little black box thing that will go off when there's a call that comes through. So what has to happen, though, is someone has to call 911. The dispatcher has to take the information. They then have to send out that signal to you guys, which you then have to respond to at that point. Whereas the cell 411 takes out one of those steps. Cell 411 just allows someone to directly send the alert to however many people are electing to receive it. And cell 411 also allows for strangers to receive the alerts if you want to send it publicly. So you can send a public alert out, and then who knows how many people will be receiving it besides just your friends or family members. Very cool.
Second one I'd like to mention is, you know, involving police. If you get pulled over for something and maybe you didn't know your license was suspended or there was a warrant out for you, and you know your car, you know you're going, you know you're getting arrested. If you could call somebody to come and get your vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
And avoid an expensive tow and expensive storage. That'd be a tremendous help to avoid that whole impound process.
And avoid the money and the not just the hassle of the impound, because you've got to go pick it up, you got to get a ride to go pick it up, and avoid the cost of the $100 or $200 or whatever arbitrary fee that they would like to charge you for impounding and towing your vehicle. You're right, that would be a huge assistance. Obviously, you probably wouldn't want to turn your car over to a total stranger, but you know, if a friend could assist in that situation, cell 411 makes that possible. And I don't think we mentioned this before, the cell 411 app is free. So really, there's no reason not to download it and experiment with it and tell your friends about it.
More.
Yeah, hold on, though. We'll bring it back for that. Scott is in Charleston, and he's going to continue with his thoughts on cell 411. And you can join us here. Share your thoughts with us about whatever you want on Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver. A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
In moments, we have enough time for you. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Here's what you do. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you can help us get on more radio stations, that we can spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible with your assistance. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group. You'll get all the details to get and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there at amp.freetalklive.com. Sorry, Bitcoin users, we are working on a new solution since Coinbase shut off all of our accounts. So that's coming back at some point. We do have a plan to bring Bitcoin back, but as of right now, it's going to take a while to implement the new plan. So bear with us on that. Meanwhile,
good old Coinbase.
Yep, Coinbase sucks. Meanwhile, the as I say, PayPal and Visa, MasterCard working fine. So once again, amp.freetalklive.com. Scott is with us in Charleston, South Carolina. He's interested in the idea of Cell 411, which is the emergency alert response app that decentralizes emergency response down to the level of your community, down to your friends, your neighbors, and your family members, and even total strangers if you want. Cell 411 is an amazing app. I think it's probably the most important app, probably next to like Bambuser, and maybe even more so because Cell 411 actually allows you to stream video now too, so it's amazing. Cell 411, go to getcell411.com to get it. It's free. Go ahead, Scott. You had a third point you wanted to make.
Yeah, and I'd like to tie this one into strangers and the general topic on your show. I'd like to give you a name. Chase is the first name, last name Sherman. I read this in the UK Daily Mail a couple days ago. It's a man in his 30s. He's riding in the family car on a family trip, you know, and he has a mental health episode. You know, in common terms, he went a little crazy and started freaking out, and his family doesn't know what's going on. And they pull over on the shoulder of the road of the highway, and they call 911. And the cops come, And unfortunately, they end up tasering the guy to death.
To death? Okay. It says video of fatal encounter. Gotcha.
We see this, you know, too often where, you know, somebody in the home is having some, you know, they're manic depressive or they're off their meds or something, and the police come and they're, you know, they're kind of unfortunately trying to, you know, take charge of the situation and subdue the individual at all costs. And, you know, if they could have, you know, hit this thing and maybe gotten three or four strong guys, strangers in this case, you know, they're out of town on the highway, just somebody besides people with tasers and billy clubs to, you know, look at this from a different angle. Just the guy's having a mental health problem.
Mm.
He needs to be, you know, held down. The ambulance needs to come and strap him into the gurney and get him to a hospital for medical treatment. But unfortunately, this would have been a good application for the stranger aspect you guys mentioned. But unfortunately, too many of these things, when the person, a family member, is having a mental health problem, just turns out with death, and this is just another situation.
Yeah, there are a lot of times where the police are not the right organization to be calling in, especially when it comes to mental health. It reminds me of when I was in jail for civil disobedience. There was a guy they brought in, and I actually know who the guy is now after this situation. Like, I've seen him on the streets a number of times, and you know, we've said hi. But they brought him in because he was basically had lost his mind from doing bath salts, allegedly. And
I hear that can happen.
And he was freaking out, screaming at the top of his lungs, like blood-curdling screams, worse than any sort of Foley scream you would hear in a sound effect in a movie, like so horrifying. And they ended up letting him out after a while, after keeping him there for a night or something like that. And then the dude came back a couple days later, I guess was having another similar episode, and the cops had gotten a hold of him again. This time they put him in what they call the observation cell, where there's basically a glass door that's the front door. I mean, it's still reinforced right. with some steel bars, but it's so the officers in the area can see into the cell. They can see everywhere in the cell. Of course, there are cameras in the cell as well. So it's basically the suicide watch cell. And so they put this guy in there, and again, he's sort of out of his mind and yelling and doing dangerous things. Like, he would, at one point, he sort of fell, and he clocked his head on something. And, you know, he's in this room that is not designed for someone who's having a mental breakdown. It's designed for someone who's, you know, on suicide watch, so people can see what they're doing. It's not like a padded cell or anything like right. that would, you know, allow someone to be a little more safe when they are a danger to themselves and others.
But what does law enforcement do in a circumstance like that? Do they just let them run about screaming in the neighborhood? I very much would like them removed from my neighborhood if that's what they're going to do at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, I understand that. I'm saying that law enforcement isn't the right organization to deal with that, Mark. They don't have the level of compassion that's necessary for that. They don't have the facilities that are necessary for that. There are some places that, let's say, a mental health institute or a mental health wing of a hospital.
Sure, the bigger the city, the more likely they are to have something like that.
That would be more likely to have a padded cell or something. All I'm saying is that was not the right place for that guy to be. That was not the right circumstance. There could have been something better than that. And it was, you know, pretty awful to have to watch that.
More alternatives, the better. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks, Scott, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
As long as the alternatives don't cost a whole bunch of money, that's what my concern is if we have a new policing organization for every problem out there, we're going to have a lot of expensive policing organizations who are going to be out looking for new problems to solve.
Yeah, I wasn't suggesting that it was a policing organization who should have been handling that at all. I was saying that the police were not the right people for that. Maybe the police could have dropped this person at a facility that was better able to and equipped to handle a circumstance like that.
In a county of 60,000.
I don't know, Mark. I don't have an answer for you.
I agree with you that it is not the right facility for it.
Yeah, that's not where that person should have been. And he was not getting the treatment that he needed. He was basically placed in a cell, and that was it. And they just sort of let him be. at one point he takes his shirt off and starts dunking it in the toilet, which is kind of weird. He was not having a good time.
I hear that that's a good idea if you're going to, if you like your cells being maced, that you take the shirt off, you know, get it wet, and put it over your head and put your head in the toilet so that you can then breathe. Get some amount of air there.
So, in other news, I did mention this earlier tonight. Yahoo has the report from the AFP about the $170 hamburger in Venezuela. Now, of course, you'd be a fool to pay $170 for a hamburger, but let me explain what's going on. If a visitor to Venezuela is unfortunate enough to pay for anything with a foreign credit card, the eye-watering cost might suggest they were in a city pricier than Tokyo or Zurich. A hamburger sold for 1,700 Venezuelan bolivars is $170, or 69,000 bolivar hotel room is $6,900 a night, based on the official exchange rate.
Oh, the official exchange rate, okay.
Of 10 bolivars for one U.S. dollar. But, of course, no merchant is pricing at the official rate imposed under currency controls. It's the black market rate of 1,000 bolivars per dollar that is actually being used in businesses. But for Venezuelans paid in hyperinflation-hit bolivars and living in an economy relying on mostly imported goods or raw materials, conditions are unthinkably expensive. Even for the middle class, most of it sliding into poverty, hamburgers and hotels are out-of-reach excesses. Michael Leal, a 34-year-old manager of an eyewear store, says, "Everybody's knocked low. We can't breathe." In Chacao, a middle-class neighborhood in the capital, office workers lined up outside of a nut store to buy the cheapest lunch they could afford, while nearby restaurants were all but empty. Superficially, it looked like the center of any other major Latin American city, but you know, with the skyscrapers and dense traffic. But look closely, and you can see the economic malaise. Many stores, particularly those that sold electronics, had been shuttered. 69-year-old manager of a corner beauty product store, Marta Gonzalez, says it's horrible now. She said nobody
can buy anything.
Nobody is buying anything, really. Just food, she said, as a male customer used a debit card to pay for a couple of razor blades. A sign above the register said, "We don't accept credit cards." So they'll take debit cards, but they won't accept credit cards because they get paid at the end of the month or whatever. Or the end of the day in some cases. Depends. An upmarket shopping center nearby boasted a leafy rooftop terrace, a spacious Hard Rock Cafe, chain stores for Zara, Swarovski, and Armani Exchange, and they were all virtually deserted, except for bored sales staff. Instead of a line of around 200 people, was waiting patiently in front of a pharmacy.
200?
Yeah.
Waiting patiently.
Just to get the basics in order to run their lives. One man lives with his family of seven, tries to get by on a monthly salary of 35,000 bolivars, which is in reality around $35. He doesn't even have enough money to go to the $8,800 bolivar per ticket cinema nearby. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.